We're learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, and we're starting a brand new parak. So the Mishnah, the last Mishnah ended off, we already did the Shechita of the Par, and this was after doing Vidui. The first thing they did is the two Viduyim on the Par. The first thing they did with the Big Day Lavan, then they did the Hagrala, which Sa'ar goes where, and then we did the Shechita on the Par. He gave it to someone to mix the blood. And then it says the Mishnah, not all Machta, last Mishnah says he took a Machta and he got the coals from the Reish HaMizbeach, and he put it down at Reva de Ravi, and that's where we're holding. Zok the Mishnah, new Perek. Hatziu lo yes hakafes hamachta. They took out of the Lishka Sakelim the spoon and the Machta. Chofa Moli Chofnov, he took out a handful, two handfuls, Moli Chofnov is two handfuls of Keteris, Venosu Sakha Kaf put into the spoon. Hagodol Lepi Godloi, if it's the Kohen has big hands, that's how big the chafina is. That's how much the keteris is. And if you have small hands, that's how big the keteris is. That's the measure of the keteris that he's going to take into the flame of flim, into the keteris hakadoshim. Not us the machta v'yemino, it's kaf v'smoyli. He takes the machta in his right hand, which is a shovel, and the kaf, the spoon, in his left hand, he's walking now into the keteris hakadoshim. So Gemara is an obvious question. Fimayakdam should have this question. It says, beginning of the Mishnah, it's Tzilo is a kafes amachta. It took out of the Lishkas HaKelim a spoon and a machta. What do you mean? We just finished saying that the last Mishnah said already, he took the machta, filled it up with coals, and sitting on the Reva de Ravi, sitting on the floor, on the fourth tile. What's going on in this Mishnah? Break the Gemara, Kasha, machta, hatani lei. It says already last Mishnah, not also machta. It says machta, our Mishnah took out a machta. It says already, hatani lei, not also machta, v'al reish mezbeach, v'chayta, and he shovels the area and he comes down. And he puts on the Reva de Ravi. So what's going on here? Now you're taking out the machta, it's already here already. And the Gemara is two machtas. Hosam machta de gecholim. There was talking about the shovel with the coals, and that's he put on the floor, and that's going to bring it to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here, when they said he took out of the Lishkas HaKelim, the calf, and the machta means like this. Hacha machta keteris. The time went to the brisa. Hatziu loy kaf reik, and he took out for him a empty spoon. Meliskas akelim from meliskas of the where you keep the kelim. Umachta gedusha shal keteris, and a full shovel full of keteris, so he could do the chafina. Umachta gedusha keteris meliskas beis avtinas. So he does the chafina out of this machta. So he does the chafina out of. So like this, the machta of gecholim is ready to go. Now they brought him out a kaf and a machta. What he's going to do now is he takes his hands and takes out keteris from the machta and puts it into the kaf, and he's going to walk into the keteris hakadoshim with the machta on the right hand. That's the machta from the floor, and the kaf bismoyloi. That's the kaf that just got filled up with keteris from the machta where he did the chafina from. It leaves it there. It leaves it there. You don't need that. That's not, the chafina is what the keteris is. Whatever's left over is fine. So Zokta Gemara Vaita. So the Mishnah says, Chofan, the Mishnah continues, and it says, Chofan Moli Chofan, Noisan Chakaf, puts into the spoon, a Golo Figodno, a Kolo Figodno, that's how big the Chafina is, depends how big his hands are. The Kachoy Sevidos, that's the sheer, that's the amount of Kateris is brought in. So remember, he has the Kateris now in the calf and the spoon, and he has the coals in the Machta that he had from last Mishnah, and he's a walk in the Kateris Kedoshim like this way. So, Frank the Gemara, Kaf Yemek Purim Lamali. Where does Kaf come in? The saying in the Torah, where a Kaf? Let's read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'lokach Molei HaMachta, Molei HaMachta Gach Leish. This is Pasuk, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yubayz in Vayikra. It says, you take a Molei Machta Gach Leish, a Machta full of fire, Me'al Mizbeach, from Vnei Hashem, from Mizbeach, from Hashem, which means from Mizbeach HaChitzayin, U'Molei Chafna of Keteris Amadaka, and a whole handful, to which two hands full, of Keteris, but hey, base of brachas. You go into the base of brachas, which means it goes to the Keteris Kedoshim. The same way you're passing anything like calf, a spoon? No. Everything in the Torah, everything on Yom Kippur is exactly what it says in the Torah. We didn't say anything about calf. Break the Marakasha. Calf, you're more lovely. Why do you need a calf? Meloi chafna vehevi rachmana. It says to bring in a handful of Keteris into the Keteris Kedoshim. We don't say anything about a spoon. And the Gemara, which is loy efshir, it's impossible to get the coals and the Keteris in without a spoon. Why? Dehechinavi, what do you do? Nail, you should bring in the first the coals, bring it in to the Keteris Kedoshim, come out and bring in the handful of Keteris. But how the Nail, go again with the Torah's Hava Achas Amrachman Olishtei Avos. The Torah says Vehevi Mibeis Tapareches. Which means one time coming to the Pareches, not twice. So it sounds like there's one time you get in with one time getting in takes care of the whole Torah. So you know you can't make two trips. So maybe Nishkel Keteres Bechapna. Maybe you should keep the Keteres in your hand. Put down, someone will help you out with this. He'll put the machta on top of the keteres, and you'll walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim holding all the keteres in your hands, and on top of that will sit the machta.
The tat,
but it's sitting on the keteres, so I guess it's not he'll manage. He'll go in. So Mar says, no, he can't do that. Why? Because when he gets to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how does he set this up? What he has to do is, he has to get the machta onto the floor and pour the keteres on top of the fire. How is he getting the machta off his hands if his hands are busy right now? They're holding all the keteres. Kimati Hasam, Hechilavet, Nishkele Vashina, oh, so I have an idea. Take his teeth, pick up the shovel and put it down. If you don't do such a thing in front of a melech bas adam, would you like present him something with your teeth? No. So for the melech malchim v'lochim akarish baruch hu, achas kam kam, it's not covered for the akarish baruch hu to place something down in the akarish akadosh with your teeth. Hilkach, therefore, we're back to the problem. How do you get into the akarish akadoshim with your keteiris and your fire? So hilkach, lo yafshir. The Kivin Le'efsher says, no, Efsher, what do you do? Kivin Le'efsher, we have a little precedent to Kaf, not by Yom Kippur, but the Olam knows the Pesukim Parashas Nasai. They repeat it over 12 times for a reason. By now you should know it. And you're late in our Hanukkah. So by now you should know that Pasuk. It says, Kafachaz, the Sarah's of Le'e Katarus. The Pasuk says, Kafachaz, the Sarah's of Le'e Katarus. See, there's such an idea of having a Kaf, you're having a Kaf full of Katarus. So you do with a calf, you find an idea of calf by Keteris, so therefore you're going to use this calf over here for the Kayin also. And that's how it goes to the Kayin Oshim. One hand has the shovel with the coals in it, and the other hand has the Keteris in it, the spoon with the Keteris in it. And he gets the Keteris of Kedoshim. We'll see later on in the Gemara what he does. It's on Sunday's block. The way he does is, he places down the calf on the floor with his right hand, and then he has this in the left hand, he's going to place it on top of his hands and somehow turn it over onto his hands and put it, then he has all the keteres in his hands now and put it onto the machta, onto the fire. So nothing more about it. It says the Mishnah, not also machta b'min, he takes the machta with his right hand, there's a kaf b'smoylan. So the coals go in his right hand and the keteres goes in his left hand. Now what would you say? What's more chashuv, the coals or the keteres? The keteres. So, Frey the Gemara Kasha, why is that in the left hand? Yitziva ba'ara of Giyura b'Jei Shemaya. He says, no, the established person is sitting on the floor, and the Giyura is sitting on a big throne. The Gera, it makes sense. You put the Keteris in your right hand. So, Gemara answers. So, the next Gemara, we're going to read it like Marsha's Pshat and Rashi. So, the Gemara answers, Zumaruba v'zumuetas. Usually, the coals are more. Because remember, the Mishnah, how much coals is there? There is three kavan of coals. So usually three kavan is more than your hands can hold. So that's more. That's why it's more. It's heavier. So you put it in the right hand. Zumaru zumuetas. And the Gemara speaks out. But Philip was not shnei shavim. Even if both are equal, they're both three kavan, it still makes sense to take it in your right hand. Karashi explains, since roiv kahanim, the gecholim, are bigger than their hands, so therefore you always take the kaf b'smal. Great thing about Akasha, ukemaisa, the Rav Shmuel ben Kimchis. Rav Shmuel ben Kimchis, we'll see in a second, his hands were four kavan big. So you can tell me, there also, it's even heavier, you're going to take the coals in the right hand? The Rav says, yeah, why? Zu chama v'zu tzenenes. It still makes sense to take the coals in your right hand, because this is very hot, it's harder to hold. Something that's hot is harder to hold. So it's better if you have it in your right hand, and therefore, the reason why you're taking your right hand is because it's easier to do it this way. That's the Gemara said when it's shavim. But when something is more, if someone's heavier, if someone's much bigger, then they're saying the Gemara held that it should be bigger. Yeah, it should be bigger. The Gemara says no, because how? Now, who's the Rav Shmuel ben Kimchis? Let's learn about him. Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, he was a Kohen Gadol. Rav Shmuel ben Kimchis. So they say about him, his hands was four kavim big. Very, very big. That's how big his hand full of Kteris was. But Oimei used to say about his mother, Kol Noshim Zardu Zered. All Noshim, we'll see what Zardu Zered means in a second. First we'll read it, then we'll see the Gemara Tupshatim. But Oimei, Kol Noshim Zardu Zered. All Noshim was Zardu Zered, but the Zered Ime Olagag, my mother Zered went to the roof, was the best Zered. What does Zered mean? Igad Amri means Ba'arson. It means a certain porridge or farina, it's called Arson. It's made out of cracked wheat. And that's good for a mulberry. Says, my mother's farina was the best. Look what I came out of it. And I'm a big guy. So it must be my mother had very good to eat when she was pregnant with him. Arson is good for a chayla. And a mulberry is called a chayla. And therefore, he was saying that his mother's arson was very good. But Yikid Amri, the word Zered means like a plant. And he was saying that the shichba zera that his mother conceived with and brought up and turned and through the pregnancy turned into a baby was more mavura, was more special than anyone else's. Kudravavo. The Ravo Rami Ksiv, it says in the Pasik, but Hazreini Chayel Machama. One Pasik that Dovra Melech says is, but Hazreini Chayel Machama. As another Pasik says, but Azreini Chayel Machama. So what is the extra aleph? And he teaches like this. Zirsani, you picked out, you mevarer the zera of my mother, and therefore of zirzatani. You gave me the kayach and the power to be strong. Al-Kaponim, you see this idea that certain people come from more sieved, more clear, more mevurer, more pure zera, and that was where Dovra Melech came from. Same thing here. Shmuel V'Kipa saying, my mother's plant, the zera is also not like a certain reed, kanim, was bigger, all of the gag, more than anyone else's. He grew up, he was a bigger person than other people. Omer Olav Rav Shmuel V'Kipchis, the story about Rav Shmuel V'Kipchis was a kohen gadol, Pam Achas, Siper Dvarim Im Ravi Echa B'Shuk. One time he was talking to a certain Arab in the street, and Rashi says it was on Yom Kippur. And some spit landed up on his clothes. He became Tameh. And now, he couldn't do Avaidah anymore today. And his brother Yeshayviv took over that day, and was a Kohen Gadol for the rest of the day. And his mother saw two Kohanim Gedolim in one day. They saw Yishmael and the brother Yeshayviv. Masha has a kasha. What do you mean? What's someone going out in the middle of Yom Kippur to talk to Arab? That makes no sense. So he first wants to say that that the girsa is in the Yishalmi Arab Yom Kippur. That's what a Ravi means, Arab Yom Kippur. But what?
Are they both serving the same day?
What? Because you could have been tayvel then and go the next day, right? That's the Ritzchias kasha. You could have been tayvel and have a Har Shemesh. Emet the Ritzchias of Adar was on Yom Kippur. I have you go. He says this Arab was the king. At that time, the Muslims, or not Muslim, I'm not Muslim around yet, the Arabs controlled the area, controlled the Yerushalayim, whatever it was, there were Arabs there. And that's what he says, that the Arab kings, they were friends with the Arab kings. And therefore, he had to go out. It was important, it was Kuch Nefesh to go out. And, dude, this is before the Muslims. Muslims were after the second Beis Mikdash. This is the time of second Beis Mikdash. But what Meritzchi says, that here, he says that they were very friendly with the Arabs. He says, Shiyotzo ledabi mhamelech umalche erev hoyu apia roiv oyevim abale brisom shalha chashmonoyim vabom acharehem. So it sounds like the Arabs, there were some kind of Arabs at that time, and they were friends with them, and he had to go talk to him. So that's the pshat. Veshuv amru, another story of love, Arab Shalom Pinchas, the next year. Pamachas, Yotzo v'sipim hegmon echad v'shok. He's talking to some kind of different ruler. The next year, he'll end up, the rulers always came in Kippur, that they knew he'll be there, I guess. V'sipim hegmon echad v'shok. V'notzo tzenura piv avgadah. V'nichnas Yosef achva. A different brother came in. V'shamash tachta. What happened to Yishayviv? So Tosis is written as Tupshotim. Either he died, or because he didn't want to make Chalisha's das for Rishmol. The same brother twice took him over. A different brother took him over. V'shivash tachta. V'rasa imad. And the mother saw, Shnei kanam g'dam v'yavachad. Two kanam g'dam v'yavachad. What?
She already saw it.
Now she saw altogether three.
Again.
Now this one.
Right.
Right. Yeah, now it's different to Ras. Yeah, I think the Meiri has gear said that it was all the same day. There were three kind of the same day. But I can follow that. So, but the other kashas you have, that's good kasha also, there is one because turns out he was two years. That's a good kasha. But he was 2 years. We had before, earlier in the Masechta, that in the second base of Mikdash, there were 300 kanim in less than 300 years. They didn't live more than 1 year. So how can you have two kanim? They break my Mashal's kasha. So let's look at the Gemara there. This is Mashal's kasha. So look at the Gemara. Let's see. The Gemara says that the Mikdash Sheni Omar Dal Meyas for Esmashal, 420 years. Vishim Shabbat Yosef Mashal Shmeyas kanim, more than 300 kanim. Same him, Mem Shalom Shimon Shimon Tzadik. Vishmoinim Shishimish Yechon Kain Gadol. That's right, 120 down to 300. Esther Shishimish Shmol Ben Pavi. The Amri Law Yudah Shimish Shmol Ben Charsoim. The Kav Eilech Sev Chashev Kol Echav Echol Hoytzi Shnasai. They didn't finish the year. So it's a kasha. How it is? The answer is I just said Shmol Ben Pavi. Shmol Ben Pavi Zokta Mashal is very Shmol Ben Pen Kimchis. The same person. It's Kimchis' mother. Why do we call Kimchis? We'll see in a second. But Shmol Ben Pavi is the same person as Shmol Ben Kimchis.
Or they didn't make it through the
Yom Kippur. Or they didn't make it through Yom Kippur, right. That could be also. That's the Mashal doesn't like that Taurus, I guess. They lived the year. They always died on Yom Kippur. So, like upon him now. Zakh Maravai, the Torah bottom. Shivas Bonim Hoyle Kimchis. Kimchis had seven children, seven boys. Vikulam Shimshu Vikuna Gdeh. They all had a job as the Kohen Gadol. And that's Amal Chama. Mas Hisish Chisaka. How is Echitris? Amal Ham, Yomai, Laro, Kairis, Basi, Kali, Sari. All my days. The ceiling beams did not see my hair. And what you're saying is that everyone knows you're not going out of the house without uncovered hair, but unless no one's in the house, you can uncover your hair. No one's there. Still, she was Sanua and she kept the hair covered. Amrula, they told her, Harbi also came lahilu. A lot of people did this and didn't work, but you, it worked. You had seven karmudalim. The Tais Shalom speaks out, obviously, they didn't die because that wouldn't be such a big, like, special thing that you had seven children die in your lifetime. It means that the Tabi, she saw seven children practicing as Kahanim Gedalim, which was a major, major thing, and she all got this all because she was so macabre on covering her hair, which we know is brought down la halacha, this Gemara, from the Zohar, that it's an inyan, not a halacha, an inyan, to be noig like Kimchis and keep her hair covered whenever it's possible. Whenever it's possible. Obviously, even Kimchis, when she bathed, she didn't cover her hair. It means any time when it was possible to cover her hair, she covered her hair, even though there was no one around, and even though maybe in the house, there could be a heterim not to cover her hair. Like upon him, there is an inyan to cover her hair, even in the house, mekayach this Gemara.